He'd watched her for several months, getting to know her routines, any variations, and how often they'd happen. Not often, a point in her favor. Grocery shopping on Sunday, 9-to-5 receptionist at a local dentist's, dinner with her mum on Wednesdays, pub with her girlfriends on Fridays, and the occasional Saturday, and the bi-monthly visits to the cinema, Saturday afternoons. After careful consideration, he'd chosen Saturday night to take her. Her friends would be pissed up when they left the pub, and down with raging hangovers most of Sunday. No one would notice her absence until Monday morning, when she didn't show up for work. All he'd had to do was wait until she parted ways with her friends and started on wobbly feet down the little alleyway that led to her basement flat. There, he'd quickly overpowered her, tossing her unconscious body in the boot of his car. Now he picked up a black canvas bundle and slowly pulled on the ties, holding it shut, and allowed the heavily weighted length to unfold, displaying a glittering array of knives in a variety of shapes and sizes, taking care to ensure his guest got a good look at them.
"You like these? Sheffield steel. Nothing but the best for my company."
Her eyes widened and she whimpered, the sound frantic under the tape. He smiled, full of good cheer at the thought of the hospitality he was about to inflict on her. Life was good. She whimpered again, the sound like a whipped puppy. That made him frown. He liked puppies. He'd never found pleasure in hurting animals. Just people. An empty space on the carefully organized display caught his eye. One of his favorite knives, a filleting blade, wasn't in its spot. He cast his mind back to the last time he'd used it. His previous guest had visited over a month ago. Had he used it since then? He chuckled to himself. Yes, he deboned a whole salmon for dinner the week prior. Must have left it in the dish drainer. Bloody careless.
"Damn! If you'll excuse me, I must retrieve something. Can't get too close to the bone without it."
He grinned as she started thrashing again. Anticipation made this so much fun.
"Be back in just a tickety-boo."
He stepped out into the main portion of the basement, shutting the heavy iron door behind him and twisting the lock shut. Not that she could get out of the shackles, but one couldn't be too careful.